Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning. The show can be contained.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It is always a pleasure, a joy to have you all on the show. Thank you so very much. And we have got a really, really good show for you tonight planned. And I'm hoping that everything works out very well. So we're looking forward to this show this evening. And we've got a number of people that will be coming into our show tonight. So I'm going to encourage you to get your calls in early to say hello and to bring that welcome in, because it's a very good show for you tonight. All right, let me just do a little housekeeping right now by starting out saying, we have my book is online. It's the After Passion book, Now What? And we also have, several other things going. So we have that. We have the e-book, After Passion. There's a hardcover. It's also available on Amazon.com. And it's also available on my website, drjessewalker.com, so you can simply go there and get a copy of my book. E-book, once again, it's e-book or hardcover, or hard copy, that is. So feel free to do one or the other. Either get that, or you can also, I have some other stuff that's also available online. So check that out as soon as you can. Once again, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you want to call in to the show, dial 347-857-1769. Once again, 347-857-1769. We are certainly looking forward to hearing from you at any point in time to call in to the show. So thank you so very much for that. All right, we're going to get ready in just a moment to bring in some very important people, which all of the people that call into the show we look at as very important. We've got a story for you. This show tonight is very near and dear to my heart because there's so many people that need to listen to this show. It's a very, very interesting show, and I'd love for you all to hear it. We are going to be doing Food for Thought. We're going to be bringing that back in. The producers are letting me know that they want to do a Food for Thought on all of our relationship shows every Tuesday night. So those of you all that are calling in from time to time and listening to the broadcast, you're going to be hearing the Food for Thought at the close of our shows. We will do those at least 90 to 95% of the time. So please stay tuned and stay with us as we get ready to do those things. I want to take this opportunity also to just say a special hello to Diana. She was one of the individuals that had to go away for a period of time to get some treatment, and she's going to be joining us again in the very near future to let us know how things went for her. So I wanted to be able to say that to you all tonight. She was suffering from breast cancer. and understand that she got some alternative treatment and things worked out very well for her. We're so happy and grateful to God for that. So we have that, and she's going to be joining us very soon to let us know how things are. Right now she's working on getting her energy back, and I wouldn't be surprised if she comes through and joins us on the air at any point in time. All right, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We got a great story for you lined up tonight. We're going to be reading that story within the next minute or so. So we want you to make sure that you're ready for that show. So here we go. We're going to get ready. Let's see if we can bring my co-host into the studio this evening, Ms. Audrey Blake, the author of Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement. Ms. Blake is out of Atlanta, Georgia, and she's a life coach as well, and she's going to tell you a little bit more about herself. Let's go ahead at this time and welcome Ms. Audrey Blake to the show this evening. Ms. Blake, welcome to the show. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Dr. Walker. Always excited about being on the show and discussing these very interesting real-life scenarios. Can you hear me pretty well today?
Yes, yes, I can. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show as well. And it's always good. It really is. And I want you to go ahead and let your let the people know what it is you do and how you do it.
Sure. And tonight I'm going to focus more on my life coaching. I am a published author, and I do have two books under contract right now to be released in bookstores soon, but I'll update you of that in the future. But I am a certified professional life coach with a background in health and human services. My website is fosteringleaders.org. You can find out a lot if you go there about me. I'm available for workshops and speaking engagements. And speaking of seminars, I have one coming up on August the 14th. It's free, and you can call in from anywhere in the country. And to get that, it's going to be offered at 12 noon and again at 7 p.m. And to get your slot to this free 30-minute seminar on decreasing stress in your life, de-stressing your way to happiness, stress reduction is one of my focuses as a life coach. So you can just simply email me at fly, F-L-Y, at fosteringleaders.org, or go to the website and fill out the contact page. So we're getting lots of interest, and so do that as soon as possible so you can have your slot reserved for August the 14th.
All right. Well, sounds really, really good, Ms. Blake. I wish you all the best with that. All right, we're going to get ready to go live now to the broadcast of the evening. We're going to ask you to pay close attention to tonight's story because it's really, really interesting. So here we go with it. Our characters in tonight's story are none other than Juan and Kathy. Juan and Kathy. And again, I remind all of my listeners tonight that we will give a closing thought in the food for thought tonight, so please stay with us. In the last 2 years of their three-year marriage, Juan and Kathy have not been seeing things eye to eye. For some reason, for a couple who were once inseparable, things have obviously drifted apart. Now, some of the reasons cited for this are a failure to find a balance within their means to communicate with each other. In their current situation, when they make attempts to try and communicate, it escalates into a major blowout. Now, in spite of the fact they have rules of engagement to help them in their fighting, the emotional capacity they both reach during the arguments brings total resentment in terms of their feelings about each other, and is now causing a great deal of destruction of their marriage. Now, furthermore, their out-of-control emotions have now actually taken a turn for the worse. It's taken them to a level of becoming physically violent. As a matter of fact, Juan recently pushed Kathy to the floor, which caused her to feel afraid of him and resent him even more, despite his apologies to her. That's really bad. At this point, counseling has done nothing for them, which leaves them now without further options except the possibility of divorce. And the only thing they got from counseling was the realization that their out-of-control emotions are obviously getting the best of them and causing a major issue for this couple. Now, we begin tonight's dialogue with an opening question, Ms. Blake, that's going to come right at you. And that is, what could have possibly gone wrong to cause their emotions to get out of control? I mean, you know, here it is. This is a couple that were once inseparable. And now all of a sudden, there's something that's gone sort of AWOL, you know, just completely out of control, that now is gotten to the point where there's acts of violence taking place. What could cause, as a life coach, in your opinion, what could cause someone's emotions to just completely get out of control, as is with Juan and Kathy here? Miss Blake. All right.
Dr. Walker, yes. Without knowing the specific details, I would, you know, need to know more. There are many things that could lead to this, and it's probably something that has been symptomatic from the beginning, but it escalated. I always tell people, when you see something when you're dating, pay attention to that. That's something that you don't find that you can tolerate or that kind of bothers you, because you're going to see more of it. So it could be anything from finances to sexuality to things about the children. I mean, that's just like a wild guess. It's hard to know without knowing the details. But the major thing is to keep in mind when you see these warning signs early, because they will escalate, or they can escalate later on in a relationship.
Okay. All right. And, you know, even without a great deal of detail, you know, what can cause, and you're right, there are factors that each situation may be different, but there's one thing that we all share in common, that, and that is that we all have emotions. I believe we're spiritual beings having human experiences, and our emotions are what makes us human. And so somewhere along the way, when someone's button is pushed, you know, what would lead a person to become out of control? So we're going to ask, if you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, are you in control of your emotions, or are your emotions in control of you? Once again, if you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, are you in control of your emotions, or are your emotions in control of you? Let's see if we can go to the phone line.
Dr. Walker.
Yes.
Just before that, I also want to interject conflict resolution skills. That's a key thing. Not everyone knows how to resolve conflict, and that often is what contributes to the escalation of our emotions.
Right, right. As a matter of fact, they have legal courses even on conflict resolution, and then they have other courses on conflict resolution. And I think it would just be something that should be even mandated, perhaps by the court system, that anybody who, prior to getting married, you need to go and have some type of conflict resolution program that you sit for and get certification in to show that you know how to now solve conflict. We're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. Blake. We're going to go to the phone lines early tonight. Also, send us your comments. You can send us your comments, and we'll be happy to go to those. Let's go to 305-761. Thank you for joining us. Who do we have on the air with us? 305-761? Okay, maybe not. All right. Let's continue. Maybe they're just listening in. Let's go then to 205-908. Thank you for joining us this evening. And who do we have on the air this evening?
This is Jack.
Jack, welcome back, Jack. Thank you for joining
us
this evening.
Hi, how are you all doing? Yes, sir.
Very good, Jack. Thank you for joining us. Jack, what could possibly, in your opinion, what could cause a person's emotion to get out of control? And in this case tonight, we got the story where Juan and Kathy, a couple who were once inseparable, now they've escalated where they can't even effectively communicate with each other. And now there's acts of violence taking place in their marriage. And they've only been married for 3 years, and he pushed her recently, which causes her to have more resentment towards him. I mean, what do you think could cause a person's emotions to come out of control?
Well, I was just thinking as you were talking, and also as Ms. Blake was talking, I was thinking that a lot of it probably had something to do with their upbringing. as a child, they may have seen their father be kind of abusive towards the mother, something like that. And they feel that maybe that's the norm, because children basically learn from their parents, and that we're just receptacles of what our parents do. We do basically the same thing. So now, as far as being in control of your emotions, or whether your emotions are in control of you, we have to basically try to be in control of our own emotions. I remember some time ago that I was a little fiery, and the least little thing would get me upset, and I had to take stock. I had to take a couple of steps back and just reevaluate, reassess the whole situation. Am I letting my emotions run away with me, or am I in control? So then, as I took that stock of myself and realized that I was allowing myself to get upset over the thing, then I realized I had to make a change. So I made a change. Now, I'm not going to let, I said to myself that I'm not going to let my emotions get the best of me. So I can sit in a situation, or I can be in a situation if someone is really, really trying to attack or whatever, I have to either take it for face value, or take whatever I can out of that for my best interest. Otherwise, I just totally forget about it. So I think that in our day and time that we all need to learn to be in control of our emotions, because the worst case scenario, you can get so upset that somebody can be injured.
Hello? Jackie, I think that's
very,
a very good. Yeah, a very good assessment that you took a look at in your early childhood stages. Let's see here. We're going to ask this question of you, Jack. It seems that when you look at the news, you find that crimes that are committed, a lot of times it seems that there are more men who create violent crimes when it comes to affection, passion of the heart type crimes, or those type of crimes when they may have gotten violent with the woman. What advice, if any, would you have for, let's say, a couple like Juan and Kathy, who have now demonstrated acts of violence in their marriage? I mean, before you even get to that point, based on your experience that you say you're not going to let anybody do a certain thing, what could you tell a couple like Jack and Kathy who may be listening to this broadcast, Juan and Kathy, that could help them to avoid getting to this point, if anything?
The same thing basically that I was saying earlier. Try to stay in control of your emotion, and don't let your emotions be in control of you. And what I mean by that is that when you're in a situation, a hostile situation or something to that effect, I mean, if somebody's attacking you, the normal thing that we would do would be ready to strike back. Now, that's normal now. But the Bible talks about turning the other cheek, and I know a lot of us say, well, I haven't gotten to that point yet, and you may sound like an idiot or whatever, but that's biblical. It does say that if someone slaps you on one cheek, you have to learn to turn the other cheek off. Now, being a principal in a school, this is what I say in my initial orientation and all. I say to the parents, I say, listen, I'm a man, and I'm 100% man, so you can talk to me about anything. But don't come attacking, because if you come to me and you're going to attack, I'm going to listen to you first, but if I see that it's an attack, I'm going to ask you to leave. Now, if you don't leave, then I'm going to walk out. And I just tell people that if you don't leave, I'm going to walk out myself, because I'm not getting into a verbal war with you back and forth. You know, you saying this, you saying that. We can sit down and talk like two adults. A gentleman just called me tonight. I'm just explained that you have this show tonight because he called me tonight. We were having someone one of our units on the roof, one of our air conditioning units. So we're kind of tight on money. And so the gentleman, you know, he kept coming by and saying, well, he can fix it this way, and he tried and he didn't. So we were looking for him for a couple of weeks. So finally he called the school board chair and told her that he was going to go and see what he can do to help us out again. She said, well, that's okay. We've been waiting on you 2 weeks, calling you and all. We're not going to get back with you. So he called me rather than telling her. He called the principal, and he said to me, well, Mr. Walker, I just want to let you know this, that from now on, if you guys have a problem, don't call me. He said, I'm not going to charge you anything for the work that I've done for you all, but I'm not going to do any kind of work for you. I said, well, did you tell the chairman that? He said, no. I said, well, okay, thank you. See, I didn't get into a verbal, and he realized that, too, that I wasn't going to get into a verbal war with him, so I just said, okay, thank you. I just hung up, and he hung up. He said, thank you to me, too. So that was it. So we know not to call him. So all I'm saying is this, that don't allow your emotions to get, and he seemed like he wanted to go there, but I wouldn't allow him to go. You guys understand what I'm saying? I wouldn't allow him to go where he wanted to go. He wanted to get into a verbal dispute with me and all, and I wouldn't allow him to go there.
Well, I think that's a very noble thing. I think that's a very good exercise that you implemented. And even the Bible talks about a soft answer turns away wrath. And so, what could have escalated? You avoided that by simply presenting what you did. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. Of course, you can also tune in at drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com. We're going to go to the phone lines now and ask this question. We're going to go to 954, looks like 226, I believe. Who do we have on the air, and welcome?
This is Rose, Dr. Walker.
Rose, thank you for joining us. Rose, let me ask you this question. What advice? I mean, you know, when it really worries me when there's acts of violence that takes place in any relationship, and it's just like Jack was saying, it doesn't even have to be a relationship with your significant other or your spouse. It can be a relationship with somebody, a complete stranger out there on the street. Jack gave us a very good analogy of how he handles things. From a woman's perspective, what might you say in terms of when your significant other gets on your nerves or something like that?
Oh, my goodness. When my husband gets on my nerves. But let me talk to the issue of Juan and Kathy, the fact that they're not getting along, and then now it turns into something physical. The fact that he pushed her, maybe she might have hurt herself, you know, that's not a very good sign. You know, physical abuse is not something that I would advise anyone to stay with. And if I were to advise someone, or if it's myself, I would say once it gets physical, it's time to get out of that relationship. Because, yes, he might or she might apologize profusely and is so remorseful, but I think once that person becomes physical, it's not going to stop at that one time. You know, they're going to apologize, but the next time something happens, you know, that is going to come out of that person again, and that person might just get physical. I just feel like it's not worth staying in any relationship that someone is hitting on you or physically abusing you. I would definitely get out of that relationship. So that's what I would tell Kelly to do. Kathy to do. I believe also someone that cannot control his or her emotions, I might be going far out with this, but I think that person's a little bit insecure, you know, and sometimes they take it out on their spouse. So I think first you got to know yourself, and you have to practice not just to react to what someone else does or someone else says, because if you react to that person, that might cause you to kind of lose your cool and, you know, your emotions go all over the place. But try to act on what you think and know to be right, to be correct, and try not to let someone push your buttons. And like Jack was, I agree totally with what Jack said. And, you know, when you can walk away, walk away. If you know that it's very easy to lose your cool, and get upset and do things that you get become sorry for after, walk away, whether it's your spouse or someone else. Just walk away. Sometimes walking away, you cool down and you get your thoughts together, and then you can come back later and you can talk things through in a more rational way. So I would say, you know, do that. Walk away whenever time you can.
Awesome. I think that that's a very good point. You know, walking away, which you and Jack have said, Rose, thank you for that. we're going to take some of the comments that are coming in. We're going to start to take them early as they come in. Also, Ms. Blake, did you want to add to that? And I want to ask you if you have any comment. Go ahead, Ms. Blake. And I want you to also maybe answer this question or think about this. What do emotions have to do with relationship issues anyway, in your opinion?
Well, what I'd like to comment on our last caller, I fully agree with everything she said. Walking away is good. I do coach people on stress reduction. And so you need to remove the stressor, and sometimes you may be the stressor. So walking away is a definite good thing. Abuse, never to be tolerated. I just have to reiterate that. Now, going to your question, you said, what do emotions have to do with relationships anyway?
Right.
That's your question.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with it. We love with our heart and not just with our head. And so emotions often is what brings people together. And emotions, if you're not careful, can pull you apart. They have to be controlled. And I do believe we have the capability as humans to be disciplined and control our emotions. But it's not a simple thing for everybody. So know your triggers. Know when to walk away. You don't have to, you know, fight. Everything's not a battle. Some people always feel like they have to be right. That's not necessary at all. So really know yourself. And let's just take some of the comments and we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let's do that. Let's take a look at Rose. We're going to throw the first comment out to you. Let's take a look at this comment here that's come in. This female writes in, she says, I believe that if we could all handle our emotions, maybe our relationships would be healthier and there would be less divorces, because I think it comes down to people not knowing how to deal with their own emotional baggage. Rose, I mean, is she on point here that maybe if we could learn how to handle our emotions, there would be less divorces and then people could get control of their own emotional baggage?
I would have to agree with her. I think that's right on point. And we really have to learn how to handle our emotions. And that's what we have to learn ourselves, know what it is that tug at our string, our anger string, you know what that is. And I've often heard the term, or I think I read about choosing your fight. You know, Ms. Blake just alluded to that. Choose your battles. And you, like she said, you don't always have to be right. Sometimes you have to, for peace, just give in to the other person, because you in your heart know what's right. You don't have to convince someone else if they don't want you to. But, you know, so you don't have to. It's a form of control when you think that you have to let the other person believe that you are correct. You know, you can't control every person, or you shouldn't even try to control others. You know, so walking away, choosing your battles. You know, there's a saying that say, I think we have in Jamaica, that says that if you don't try to hit every fly that pitch on your nose, I'm not saying it the right way, but, you know, they're saying like you might hit your nose off if you have to hit every fly that lands on your nose, no? Eventually you're going to hit your nose off. But, I mean, I'm not saying it the correct way, but it goes something like that.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. You know, swatting at every fly. I can understand that. And there may be other cultures that actually pick up different things of saying, but, you know, if you're going to keep swatting, and that's what I think about, too. That's a good point, Rose, because you know, choosing your battle is very important, and I would think that, you know, if your back is against the wall and there's absolutely no way out for you or your family or protecting your loved one, and not necessarily property, but, you know, and it depends on the circumstances. And I'd say if you can exercise, you know, walking away, because if it's a bully situation, they often meet their match. Jack, we're going to go to you with the next comment, if you don't mind. Let me see if I can really understand this comment. Jack, are you still there with us? Jack, are you still? Okay. We're going to give you this next comment that has come into the studio. Let's see here. This This female writes in, and she says, this is definitely an interesting topic, because just the other day, my husband and I were trying to find a way to still deal with our emotions during an argument. We've been married for 11 years and realized that a great deal of it has to do with emotions from both individuals. In our case, we have clearly allowed our emotions to be in control of us. Okay, so she's admitting to this. At least we have identified the problem. Now we need a solution. Jack, what would you say to them? Now, I mean, that might be half a battle, realizing that in their 11-year marriage, they have come to identify that their emotions are getting the best of them. What advice, if any, would you have for them?
Well, I think, like you said, they're right on point at this point in their life. They both realize what the problem is, and that's half the battle is won now. Now they to go out and try to solve that. Now, you guys on your show talk a lot about counseling. A lot of times people don't know how to be in control of their emotions. So I think if they were to go to counseling, a counselor or a mediator, and share with them, you know, what's the best route that they can take in terms of trying to be in control of their emotions. But I think also Ms. Blake said about women lead with their some of the things that I hear, I think that goes mainly for me. That goes mainly for men, because they don't think women are more emotional and men are more physical. So you have to think in terms of that. We're constructed somewhat differently, and that's nothing negative on either gender, but that's how we are wired. Men are more physical, and women are more emotional. Whereas men.
And we're getting a lot of wind from your area. We're getting a lot of wind. But we're going to come back to you momentarily. All right, let's go. We're going to take another comment. We're going to 305-761. Are you there? You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show.
I'm here.
Okay. Who do we have with us this evening? And thank you for joining us.
This is Patrick. I'm calling. I've called into the show several times, and tonight's topic is pretty interesting.
Okay. All right, Patrick, thank you for joining us. I'm going to give you a comment that just came in and give you a shot at it, and we're going to ask if you, if you can give it, condense your response in 20 seconds or less, we would really appreciate it. Tonight's topic, are you in control of your emotions or are your emotions in control of you? This male writes in. He says, I think women have their emotions controlling them as opposed to men. So in my opinion, when there is a breakup, I think most times it is because the woman is usually still mad and the man gets tired of her mad woman syndrome and decides to stop communicating with her. Now, this male writes in, and I think that might be worth repeating. I think women have their emotions controlling them as opposed to men. So in my opinion, when there is a breakup, I think most times it is because the woman is usually still mad and the man gets tired of her mad woman syndrome and decides to stop communicating with her. Patrick, do you think that there's any truth to that?
Yes and no. That's twofold. I applaud the brother for writing that. However, as a man, I'm guilty of acting up and messing up. And I think at times women do, they wear their heart on their shoulders. They get angry and they hold on to things. They forget that we should forgive and move on. Therefore, it can lead to the man being irritated and aggravated by continuous, I would say, nagging or resentment on the woman's part is really what it is. The man will feel like she's nagging him, but she's resentful because of an act that took place. And she hasn't forgiven that act. So, yes. But as men, once we become men, because it took me a little while, and I don't know when I became one, but I grew up one day. But I was playing for a long time, and I ran into those kind of women. But it's cause and effect, and that's life, cause and effect. My actions led to those things that led to those breakups, that led to the irritation that led to my aggravation and her lack of forgiveness.
Okay, I think that's an interesting point. Jack, let's go. We're going to go back to Jack with that along those same lines. The mad woman syndrome. Jack, what are your thoughts on the mad woman syndrome? And that this man who wrote in thinks that oftentimes the men get tired of that mad woman syndrome. What are your thoughts, Jack? All right, we're going to hold off with Jack, and we'll get back to him. Let's go to 305-684. Thank you for joining us this evening, and who do we have with us on the air?
Exactly, Walker.
I'm sorry, we didn't get the name?
Tim.
Tim, thank you for joining us this evening, Tim. It's nice to hear your voice. Tim, can you tell us, with the last comment that came in, we're talking about are your emotions in control of you or are you in control of your emotions? I mean, in this case, this guy is saying that the mad woman syndrome, you know, is they can start the women. He seems to be blaming the women for always being mad. And now he's trying to say, you know, men are getting tired of them always being mad, so they just stop communicating with them. Do you think there's any validity to that? I mean, Patrick gave us a great analogy on his thoughts, and I think that was very well received. What are your thoughts, Tim? A different perspective, perhaps.
No, I agree a lot with Patrick said, because women do hold on to a lot, and they forget to forgive. You know, you have to forgive. And women will hold on to things for years at a time sometimes. But we as men, we can do things, or women can do things to us, and we know how to forgive and forget about it. Or at least I do. I'm not going to say all people do or all men do. But women do walk around with their heart on their shoulder. And we as men, sometimes we do get aggravated because it is irritating to just constantly be bickered about something that happened, you know, weeks ago, months ago. And instead of a woman just talking it out and letting it go and forgiving it, a lot of women don't know how to do that. And it does get aggravating for a man to do that. So I agree a lot with Patrick.
Okay. All right. Tim, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to Ms. Blake. Ms. Blake, what was your take on that? Specifically or exclusively on the part where, you know, what Patrick said earlier on the show about women wearing their hearts on their shoulders, and then he gave some good points also about the men can cause, you know, them to have that emotional distress. What are your thoughts, Ms. Blake?
Well, I really appreciate him sharing his perspective. We all come from our perspective for the world the way we see it. And yet women do sometimes have a time forgiving and letting it go. We are emotional beings. But I have to say, in my experience as a life coach and as just a human being interacting with others, men sometimes have the very same problem. So it's really not so much a gender issue as it is a personality issue. As Jack said earlier, you know, we are impacted by our upbringing and our environment. And, you know, some people just have a hard time, because I've worked with men who've had just as hard a time letting something go or more difficulty letting it go than a female. But I can understand where that statement came from, because it is frequent that women tend to rehearse stuff over and over. We are emotional beings because we bond and we have that nurturing nature. But it goes both ways for both sexes.
Okay, I think that's an interesting perspective. We're going to take maybe another caller on this particular subject. Let's go to 678-673. Thank you. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have this evening?
I don't even know if that's this number, but this is Jack. The other phone was acting up, and I couldn't even hear that well. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. This is a much better number for you, Jack. Thank you so very much for coming back to us. We do appreciate that. Let's go to another comment, and we're going to give that one to Jack. We'll go with you on this one, Jack. This female writes in. She says, "I think as a woman, if we could gain control of our emotions, it could help us more with our relationships. My boyfriend is always telling me that I seem like something. My boyfriend is always telling me that I seem like something is always wrong, and usually it is because he caused it. It seems to me like men are more in control of their emotions, but they still cause women problems. What do you think? This is along the lines of what Patrick was saying earlier, that, you know, people have contributed to it.
I have to agree with her, but I love what Mrs. Blake just said as well. But the lady is right in what she's saying, and what Patrick was saying too. A lot of times the men, they do cause them, because women are basically emotional. But just like Mrs. Blake said too, that men are very emotional as well, and they hold grudges, you know, for a long period of time as well. But now in my relationship, I have to admit this now, and even if my significant other was listening in on this, I'm the first to forgive, because see, I can't hold a grudge. I mean, I'll be the first to say, okay, I'm sorry. I mean, whatever happened, I just want to clear the air so we can move forward, so we can forget about it, and so we can move on and be friends again, and you know, and do what we have to do and all. But I think really, if we call ourselves Christians and so forth, we can't hold a grudge. We just gotta let it go, and like you said earlier, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You know, get angry and sin not. We say what we have to say, you know, but we see it in love and be done with it, and that's it.
Okay, I think that's an interesting perspective. We're going to go to Rose and get her take on that, and then we're going to go to 917-399. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can listen to this show in its entirety about 20 minutes after we conclude the broadcast. Rose, give me your take on that. What advice can you give to a woman when the man has made her upset? You know, you can contribute to anything that you want to, but answer that question also. What advice could you give to a woman out there who might be listening when the man has made her upset, so that she can really, when he's trying to, you know, rekindle that relationship again, or maybe she should take the initiative?
I first have to say I just love what Patrick said, okay? I really do. What would I say to a female that holds on to things, or when her spouse is trying to make up? You know, I think it's a really nice thing when the spouse, when the husband or the male in the relationship tries to make up, you know. I guess they don't hold on to things as much as the female. And then again, you do have the exception. You do have male that really hold on to things. But I think mostly the male would be more ready to move on, as Jack said, just say I'm sorry and move on. I think, however, that the females are more forgiving. It's just that sometimes it takes them a little longer to get over whatever it was that hurt them. And I think men need to understand that when they can just say, I'm sorry, and move on, the female need a little bit more time to process whatever it is that hurt her. And she can't just move on, you know. She needs some time, and they need to understand that. And the more that male upsets her is the more resentful she becomes to that male. So he needs to also take into account that if he continued doing things to upset her, then she's going to continue resenting him, so he needs to be careful. But I agree that you shouldn't go to bed upset. You know, it's just easier said than done. You know, that's how I feel. It's easier said than done.
Okay, Rose, I got to ask you this question before you go, and that is, you know, Jack said earlier, you shouldn't let the sun set on your wrath, and that's what I say all the time on this show, but people, somehow or another, they don't listen. I mean, you got people who are dying in their sleep. So, I mean, how are you going to feel when if the guy died in his sleep and he tried to rekindle, you know, the romance or the affection? And here you need, as you're saying, and I'm quoting you, Rose, the woman needs more time. So, I mean, she's going to have a lifetime to think about, I should have really, you know, tried to make up with him. What do you do then? I mean, you know, God will let you wear that for the rest of your life.
No, I'm not saying a lifetime. I mean, yes, she needs more time than the man. And even though she might not get over it immediately, it doesn't mean that she is totally angry with the man, you know. They might talk about it, but there's just something that still doesn't settle inside of her. But she might not be keeping malice with him. she just needs a little time to process it. And I agree that you should make up and don't let the sun go down on your wrath, as the Bible says. I totally agree with that. And so female and male have to get to the place where they can actually practice that, you know. And if we or anyone is not there yet, if a female or the man is not there yet, practice that. Discuss that with your spouse, and come up with something, some way, as to how we can get past whatever goes wrong in the daytime, so that we won't go to bed angry. If it means that you got to go to bed later, stay up and talk about it, but find out the best way to deal with it before you go to bed.
Okay,
Can I chime in on that?
Yes, go ahead, Jack. Yes.
Okay, I love what she said, and to be honest with you, she kind of taught me a little something there, because she said, even though, you know, the both of you are trying to make it up, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, make it up, it's going to take her a little while to process it. And I guess relating to basically what I was saying earlier, we are wired differently. So a man is quickly ready to make up because he's more physical. She's emotional, so she's digesting everything, and it doesn't mean that she doesn't have the makeup ability or that she doesn't want to make up. She's just still digesting it and all. I mean, I love that and all. But she says she's ready to forgive even at that point. So to me, they both are at the same level. It's just that he's ready for whatever, if there's going to be some kind of a lovemaking or rekindling that flame or whatever. So that's where he is ready, quick and ready, but she has to process it a little longer. That's all I want to say.
Okay, but I doubt very seriously if the woman, and Ms. Blake, I want you to chime in on this one here. Would the woman be accessible to want to make love right away?
It depends on what phase of life she's in. I just leave it at that.
Okay.
There was a time when the answer would be no, but that changes in time.
Okay.
Well, Rose, let's ask you, would the woman be ready to make love? I mean, man, you know, I'm sorry for 500 times. I mean.
Okay, I guess I would answer that. I believe whereas the man would be ready, once he said he's sorry, he can move on, and he's ready to make love and do everything else. I'm sorry, most times and most women, they're not there yet at that time. A woman, she has to deal with that emotion part. She can't just, unless you want her to just pretend, you know, in bed, but it wouldn't be good. No, she needs a little bit more time to before she's ready.
All right, thank you. We're going to bring up, let's go to 917. We're going to go to 917. Looks like 399. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Who am I speaking with? 917?
Hi, it's Angela Dupree. How you doing, Dr. Walk?
We're doing just great, Angela. Angela, can you help us out here tonight? I mean, do you know people who wear their emotions on their shoulders? Or are you one of those people that are you in control of your emotions, or are your emotions in control of you?
My emotions used to control me. But I'm a work in progress with controlling it. You know, I feel like my husband allows his emotions to control him. And, you know, and to answer what you guys were just talking about, would a man or a woman want to have sex after all of that happens? My husband is always like, no. I'm like, well, we just made up. And he's like, well, I got to have some time to think about this. I'm like, what? Like, we're still in the same house. We married. Nothing else changed but the argument, you know, and we apologize for it. So let's move forward. And he holds back sometimes when it comes to that part. So, but I wanted to know, I mean, are we just discussing about couples or with family in general? Because I have a problem with.
Yeah, emotions can get out of control with anyone. So this show, even though we gave a story about Juan and Kathy, emotions can get out of control. You can be at a professional game or a high school game. I mean, you've seen even at these children games where the parents get out of control and they go down there and they take action in their matters in their own way. Emotions get out of control, and that's what we're speaking to tonight. Are you in control of your emotions, or are your emotions in control of you? So what is it that you wanted to know?
Well, you know, dealing with my siblings because of past history with them, my emotions control me more than myself, because it's like I'll get we'll be friends one day and then something would spark up and then I just won't talk to them for a while, like 6 months. One time I went a whole year without talking to my sister, and I feel as though they constantly do things that they know that I don't like to purposely hurt me, and I can't self. I stop talking to them because I don't want to set myself up to have another argument later down the line with them or have a disagreement with them, and then we'll be back at square one where I can't. I won't speak to them anymore. So on that part, I'm having difficulties dealing with them with my emotions.
All right. I think that's an interesting point. We're going to give Jack an opportunity to chime in on that one, and then I'll bring the show to a close. And we got about 4 minutes before the show starts to close down, and I'll go into my food for thought. Jack, give us your thoughts on that. Sometimes she hasn't even spoken to her family in six months.
I'll be brief on that one. Now, what she said, her siblings, her sister, for 6 months, and then sometimes even a year, I'm having a serious problem with that, because just like you said, someone said earlier, what happens if they were to croak, God forbid, and then you haven't spoken with them, and then all you're going to remember is that, you know, we went a whole year without speaking and all. So some kind of way you got to make amends, some kind of way you can't allow your emotions to be in control of you for those 6 months and all. Some kind of way you got to go to that sister and say, look, we're going to have to make up so we can move on, okay? And then if it happens again, you go back to them again, okay? In the Bible, it says we have to forgive each other 70 times 7. That's 490 times. That don't mean you wait to the 489th time and you say, you got one more time. That means we get into the act of forgiving over and over and over again. So that's what we have to do. You can't go a whole year and not speak to your sister. I just think that is unheard of.
Well,
yes, is that Patrick?
No, it's Mr. Pree.
Mr. Pree, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, my thing is that I'm always the forgiving person. I always go to them and try to explain to them how they made me feel when whatever transpired. If I didn't like it, I would try to talk to them about it. But it's like they disregard my feelings. And when I'm constantly the one that's doing it over and over, forgiving, they have a way of where they never say sorry, but they'll start talking to me. I'll see them somewhere and they'll be like, oh, hey, what's up, sis? As if nothing ever happened. And I'm like, I'm looking at them like, you know I'm not talking to you, right? And I actually had this happen to me recently when I went on vacation. My sister, who I haven't been speaking to for a whole year, she just came out the blue, started talking with me, gave me a hug and everything. And I'm looking at my husband like, does she know I'm mad at her? And I know it's childish. And to be honest, I've thought about that. What if they die tomorrow? I'll say it like this. In my heart, I have no compassion. If they do die tomorrow, I actually feel as though that's a burden off my chest, because I'm so sick of dealing with issues with my siblings that go so far back and so deep that I don't want to be the one apologizing all the time.
Okay,
go
ahead, Ms. Blake. Ms. Blake, go ahead.
I know you have the food for thought, but I just want to interject to Mr. Pree and any others out there that you may have said this, but you need to really express that to them, because I think what they may be doing is they may be used to your behavior, and they're like, oh, she'll start later on, and that's kind of a tendency people may do in family. But, you know, really let them know why you're doing it, because they may just know from time to time they think you pout. No offense, man. And they're like, she's out now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see if she'll get over it. So you might want to express really what's going on.
All right, we're going to ask you.
We
really appreciate your comment on that. We're going to take about one more comment. Patrick, we're going to ask you if you can just give us 10 seconds on this so we don't have to cut you off on that. We've got about two more comments we do want to get to. A male writes in, contrary to what women may think, we as men do have emotions, and we are not always in control of them. But it is oftentimes the woman who provokes us to anger, and they can't see it. Patrick, if you just give us 15 seconds of synopsis.
Someone else can't provoke you. You have to be in control. The gentleman said earlier about walking away. I learned that very early in life. I work in an aggressive field, and for many, many years, what I found is separation is the key. Separation is the key, and there's life in movement. So take that with you. If a situation doesn't seem right, walk away from it and come back. And if it's someone that you value and you value that relationship, one of the best ways to preserve it is to go. Because if you take off and start going north and the other person goes south, as large as this world appears to be, it's small. You'll run into each other again, regardless of the direction. We always end up it.
I like that. All right, we got one more. Ms. Blake, we're going to give you the last one. Then I got to go with the producers are threatening me. We got to go into the pool. Ms. Blake, this one is, this email right there, she says, women and men are different, and we have been told that for more than forever. So why can't we really just see that and learn to find a way to cope with both of us dealing with our emotions, especially when we get upset, to avoid a breakup? Ms. Blake, go ahead. Give us that final thought on that.
The answer question, people tend to want to be right. They tend to look at things from their perspective. So we, in relationships, we have to look at the other person's perspective as well. And you love them so deeply until you want to do whatever is possible to make them happy. That doesn't mean become passive, but look at their perspective and try to have some understanding and then come to an understanding as much as possible.
Okay, all right, on that note, we're out of time. And just before I got to bring the show to a close. We've got about 4 minutes. But I also want you to know that we got an email, a notice that one of our regular callers that call in from time to time, I spoke to him personally, as a matter of fact, as well, may have suffered a heart attack, but he's okay. He's a regular that calls in. His name is Dennis. So we're going to ask that you all keep him in your prayers, and we are certainly keeping him in our prayers, and our heart will reach out to him. Thank you all so very much. So please tune in now as we prepare to bring the show to a close. The opinions, as always, the opinions that are expressed in my food for thought or from my guests or other participants do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed here and throughout tonight's program are merely those of my own and those of my guests and co-hosts and other participants. Tonight's dialogue should not be perceived as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate licensed, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. The information, as always, presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Now, when it comes to tonight's topic, you know, are you in control of your emotions or are your emotions in control of you? This is a very, very interesting topic, and I want to thank all of my callers that called in and made their contribution. We apologize to those of you all that we weren't able to get to. This topic tonight, remember that nobody is right all the time. No one's wrong all the time. But that brings a fight that we want to have. We want to always be right, and that was presented over the air tonight, when we, in fact, that's not humanly possible. Always remember that there's a cause and an effect. Your actions often bring about a reaction. You have the power. You know, don't give it to someone else. Relinquish. If you choose to relinquish your power to someone else, you're putting them in control of you. By holding on to being in control of your emotions, you maintain the power. You know, make a conscious decision, because if you don't make a conscious decision that you're saying, I'm going to be in control of my emotions, not allowing my emotions to be in control of me. No matter what someone does, no matter what they do, if it's not a direct imminent danger person, your significant other or your family, then if there's a way, like mentioned in the show tonight, Patrick even said a mouthful, and I encourage you all to go back and listen to this entire show. As many of the callers said a mouthful tonight, learn to walk away. You know, think about you don't think about anything else. Think about the aftermath, the consequences about your decision. Think about this, because it only takes one stupid move to get in trouble with the law and cause you to live regret for the rest of your life. How about exercising your ability that they talked about tonight to walk away, which may give you the ability to live another day? Fight or flight. You've heard that before. If and when possible, take the flight. Take the flight. Walk away. Choose your battles. Rose said that earlier. Choose your battles carefully as presented on tonight's show. You know, if it's not worth it, just walk away. You know, get therapy. And if you're having some real serious issues, get therapy. If you have issues with anger or managing your emotions, get some help. You know, as a couple, if you're having anger management problems or challenges or even emotions that may be out of control, please don't wait too long to seek help from a qualified professional. That's what they're out there for, and it's worth the money. Finally, I want to say to you, if you really want your relationship to work, or if you want to avoid getting in trouble with the law out there, you will really need to gain control of your emotions and not allow your emotions to be in control of you. Get the necessary help you need, and please, above all, learn to pray and learn to truly forgive. I trust this educational information coupled with tonight's broadcast have been beneficial to you as much as it has been to me. And please join us again live Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass Friday, please join us here once again next Tuesday when our topic will be, is your spouse or significant other mentally there with you? Is your spouse or significant other mentally there with you? You really don't want to miss this show. Until Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.